broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for Friday, June 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour 2 of 2. The goal, incredibly simple, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We do believe we can restore the Republic peacefully. We need your help to get that done. The new media taking center stage. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. The good sheriff with us. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Sam and Kurt. Buenos dias.
All right. There's all kinds of interesting news, and we want to get your take on this, sheriff. There's been more and more and more information coming out about this shooter in Florida. Okay. Warning signs were everywhere with the Orlando shooter. I guess there was a gun store that refused to sell him guns. He was asking weird questions, trying to buy body armor and high volumes of ammunition. The gun store refused to sell to him, called the FBI right after. Mateen, believe it or not, was hanging out on his phone, searching social media, posted to Facebook. He had 5 Facebook accounts. He was calling the cops, calling 911, calling news stations, chatting on his phone, texting his wife saying, "Have you seen the news?" Just all kinds of stuff. He had to reload his gun multiple times. I don't understand how he wasn't stopped. Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily, came out with an article saying, hey, witnesses are now saying that he boasted of multiple accomplices. And that's the only thing I could think that could explain how he wasn't stopped. When he's texting, he's on his phone, trying to load his gun. Then school records paint disturbing background of this guy. Okay. Where he had all kinds of problems, and then he all of a sudden somehow, problem child, becomes security guard, gets security licenses, gun licenses. He's involved with psychologists, and we still don't know if he was on psychotropic drugs. You put all this together, though, and you paint this picture where he beat his wife. He went and visited Saudi Arabia 2 times. The government says there's no real connection to terrorism, no ties, nothing. We just, golly gee, we missed it. I don't really think that their narrative is possible, Sheriff. It turns out, believe it or not, even the guy conducting the autopsies was basically hired or put in place 2 days after the chief medical examiner for this county in Florida was hired or put on the job. His first day on the job, he performed 18 autopsies. Everything with this thing just smells to high heaven, sir. Your thoughts?
Well, the most glaring aspect of what you said is if indeed he was trying to buy a gun or the body armor, which was reported, and if indeed that gun shop owner, that FFL, called the FBI or the police, and they didn't act immediately to follow up on a guy who has already been on the watch list, somebody who has had definite connections to ISIS, as per the travel he was doing. But if they dropped the ball, if they didn't immediately act when the gun shop owner called and brought that to their attention on somebody who they already had on the watch list, then that is the FBI crying today and yesterday that the president won't let them do their job, and that. And they're crying still to people, if you see something, say something. And that gun shop owner indeed said something because he saw something. And this guy was still allowed to do all that. Yes, Sam, somebody with a gun, or a couple of them, and has to reload, and he's already put terror and panic into everybody in there, in that building. That can happen. That totally can happen. And you can text on these new iPhones and these contraptions that I hate and refuse to have one. Yes, I still use a flip phone. And yes, you can still do that. He could be shooting and talking into his phone to have it send out a text. And especially when people are panicked, running, hiding, falling all over each other, it's very rare that somebody will actually take control of their senses at that point and say, you know what, we've got to tackle this guy. Everybody, get going, tackle this guy. Of course, there's nobody armed in that place. Nobody's armed.
Well, the security guard that was armed ran, from what we understand. No, really?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. When you have a security guard who isn't trained to handle something like this, even if he is armed, you know, those are rent-a-cops, and they're not even usually cops. They're wannabes. And even if it were a cop, he starts seeing that, and he's by himself. Yeah, I can see him running, I guess, but he had to know that he was the only chance these people had. And at that point, he does have the element of surprise on his side. And so this whole thing, Sam, is another indication how vulnerable we are in this country and the lack of leadership that simply wants to blame guns. And this has nothing to do with guns. In fact, did you see the legislator who got knifed and shot in England, where they boast of no gun crime there? Why aren't we banning knives? And this is so ridiculous, Sam. The whole thing on everything that you expounded, and the entire scenario of this horrific event, it just boils down to how stupid we are in this country, how easily swayed we are, how easily brainwashed we are, how we don't really check things out in this country, and we sit here and watch the pundits tell us what really is up, and a so-called president whose leadership is lies and propaganda, and we sit here and buy it. And that's the thing that gets me the most upset and that scares me the most, is that there's millions of people in this country defying historical content and messages, and we ignore the messages of the 20th century, and we allow this man and others in the media and other politicians to spew their brainwashing, and we sit there and buy it, and we take no consideration for the truth or for history, and we expose our families and our country to this kind of idiocy. And when we take a president who gives back Iran $150 billion so that you can fund somebody like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and you fund organizations like that with that money that our president caused, and we actually call him our president?
Yeah, when we say our president caused, though, just so you know, the House and the Congress controls the purse strings, sir.
Yeah, but I don't think they could have stopped allowing him to make that that treaty. I don't think they could have stopped that. I don't know how the money was released or if the Congress had a vote on that. If they did, they're just as culpable, and you know that they're...
If they didn't, though, they're still culpable because they leave too much money in the hopper for him to have unlimited access.
Well, and I think that that money was not actually a congressional allotment, because it was just they unfroze their assets, and I think that the president may have had, Congress should have called him on it, that he didn't have the authority to do that, and I think some of them actually did. But I don't think it was we gave them that money. Obama just gave it back to him.
Yeah, but they can use the power of the purse to hold him hostage on something else and say,
well,
uh-uh.
He could. Yeah,
it's just a little loose change hanging around there, you know.
Good
I mean,
point.
It's like, you know, just fun money.
Yeah, I think Brock found it in the couch up there at the White House, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
All I can tell you is it's getting crazier now. Brock on a belligerent bender to take away our right to keep and bear arms, but he swore to uphold our right to keep and bear arms, sir. That alone he should be impeached over.
Yes, he should. And, of course, you know, an impeachment at this time would never go because...
Of course not. Accountability will never happen, sir, is what you're saying.
Well, accountability and just the process would take so long that he'd be out of office at that time. So impeachment or criminal charges filed against him, I mean, that could go until the next regime takes over. So, of course, Hillary would pardon him for anything if she's in there. And you know, and that's just another scary thing that she, you know, someone under federal investigation for all the crimes she's committed.
Has been endorsed by Barack.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right, it gets crazier. We'll tell you all about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Who's going to be president? I'm predicting Hillary. Kurt's predicting Trump. Let's see what Max says for the tiebreaker. What's going to happen on this gun control issue? We'll talk about that, too, in seconds. Sheriff Max, CSPUA.org on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so is Trump going to win the presidency or is Hillary? Or do you think we're going to have somebody entirely different, Sheriff?
No, I really feel it's going to be Hillary, unless something really happens with an indictment or something else relative to exposing her more as a criminal. And, you know, I don't know how she could be exposed any more as a liar. I think they could really have fun and do a review of all her statements regarding her emails and whatnot. I'm very much entertained with the commercial that's already comparing her words to Bill Clinton when he said he didn't have sex with that woman and he has nobody to lie. I think that's very entertaining. And that's what I've told you and Kurt all along, and America, is that that's what this president's this presidential campaign is going to be about. Its only real value is going to be entertainment. It's going to be really the dirtiest campaign probably in American history. But the American people are already going to vote for Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton was caught right now on film robbing a bank in downtown New York City, the spin would be, you see, she's really dedicated. She's willing to do anything to give money to the poor. She has collected this money for the poor.
Yeah, she's like a Robin Hood, taking it back from the 99, or giving it back to the 99, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that is exactly what, I mean, if you look at the countries and the...
Welcome to Hillary Hood.
The terrorist countries that have donated to her and Bill Clinton, and the money that has gone to them, and the actual truth about how she has not cared one iota about women equality in the workplace, in her own doing. It doesn't matter. This lady is, it doesn't matter how much of a crook she is. She is a absolute crook. If anybody else had done these things, they would be in prison. And I'm not just talking about Benghazi and her email, ridiculous violations of the law. They're obviously violations of the law. She just says, well, other people have done it too, so I'm okay.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Trevor, Utah, you're on the radio with Sam Curtin, the good sheriff.
Yeah, I was just wondering what old George Washington would be saying right about now if he had some pull. You know, if he would go and, you know, like you say, if he had a good sheriff, he might actually go and arrest President Obama and take him in, Hillary, or take her in, you know, somebody with some pull. But, you know, what would be the solution these days? You know, I got a big old CSPOA on the back of my rig, you know, and I try to support that. And that idea of getting a constitutional sheriff and peace officers and just getting more of those boys on our side and more education. And, you know, I don't know if old President Washington would call down the hammer on all the anti-gun people yet or what he would do, you know, but God bless you guys. Huh?
Well, thanks, Trevor.
Appreciate your support for the CSPOA. Thank you.
Now, I will say this. Number one, George Washington would spend his time avoiding the foreign entanglements. This ISIS shooter basically said, hey, the reason I'm doing this is because you keep bombing Syria or you keep bombing, you know, over there, and you need to stop. And Ron Paul and the CIA both have documented this blowback principle. We're seeing it right now. One of the things George Washington would do, I know, as the greatest general in the world, the history of the world, in my humble opinion, he would first avoid the foreign entanglements we find ourselves in, creating this blowback. That's number one. Number two, he would not be violating the Second Amendment. He would be protecting the Second Amendment because he, his experience was that's the only way we stopped King George, right?
Yeah, and I think your entanglement statement is really spot on. I think we got to take that a little bit more seriously in this country. And we just, you know, if somebody does something, we say, well, let's go kill them. You know, let's send the army, send the planes, send the jets.
In fact, right now they're planning to increase bombing in Syria and in some of these places right now, even as a result of this. I mean, they're crazy.
It hasn't been effective at all. You know, it hasn't done a thing. And ISIS is gaining in strength. They have not weakened ISIS. And this is what we need to understand. I also believe, and I thought you were going to say this, I believe George Washington would absolutely create a security in this country, at our borders, and within our infrastructure in America, and he would make that so strong that it would be impossible for ISIS to infiltrate America. We have done just the opposite. He would fortify America. He would make us so strong here. He would make sure that the people are armed everywhere they go. Take an assault rifle with you in your car. Be ready to defend your fellow Americans. Make sure you are armed when you go to a nightclub and provide help and assistance. As soon as a shooter starts, draw down on them. And I have used this scenario before. It's actually in my book, Are You a David? And I believe in the magic of gun control. But what would be the better scenario? My mom used to belong to a woman's club. They would eat lunch every day, just 40, 50 women, elderly, most of them. And, okay, so imagine this scenario. This lone gunman walks in there, has an assault rifle, and he says, okay, all you ladies on the ground. And they all get on the floor, and he starts killing them. Or, as after I did this, actually, I trained these women to go shoot one day. I took them shooting, and that was part of my civic duty with them. And about 20 of them came to this shooting experience, including my own mother. So the same scenario happens. He walks in them while they're having lunch, and he draws out his assault rifle. And half of the women, instead of hitting the floor, stand up, draw down on him, and point, you want some action? You've got it. Now you put down your weapon and you hit the floor, or you're dead. Now you tell me which one our government supports or our politicians support, the Democrats support. I would tell you right now, this is unquestionably a scenario that is likely, that as similar things have happened, and our government will say, you ladies will be safer if you're not armed. And this scenario is an exact replica of the policies of these idiots in Washington, D.C., and the idiots that continue to follow this are absolutely scary to me, and that we allow this to occur and we don't fortify our borders. This is the scary
thing. It is insanity. You're right about that. And that's why I call guns rape me nots, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, 100,000 terrorists have already infiltrated America through our sieve stupid borders. And this sort of thing that has happened, that just happened in Orlando, is going to happen, and it could happen dozens of times a week instead of just once a month.
And I pray that's not the case, but predict if we continue down our same road, it will be the case. Now, the other interesting thing is there's a guy by the name of Anthony Cartolucci. And Anthony is a great writer. He writes about international issues all the time. He just released an article that says this, Sheriff, and I want to get your response to it. FBI entrapment fuels terror, not stops it. Anthony Cartolucci. He's absolutely right, and the FBI met with this guy. They introduced him to informants. They did all kind of things. The details we don't know. But every time we dig into one of these cases, we find out that it's somebody working with the government. We find out that it's somebody on psychotropic drugs. We don't know in this case yet. But every time we find out that there's psychologists and psychiatrists involved, the government knew about these people, the government was involved in these people and with these people and worked with them. And every time, right?
Yes.
So at some point, you'd see a pattern here. Whenever the FBI is working with them, whenever psychologists and psychiatrists are involved.
Who got entrapped? I don't know. Understand.
Maybe this guy.
Oh, okay.
How do you know that, kind of like a Randy Weaver, they didn't encourage him and help arm him and get him what he needed and help the plan happen? FBI informants do that all the time with drug cases and terrorist cases, right?
Yeah.
So we don't know that, but he's making the point that the FBI's actions oftentimes are the cause of the problem. We'll talk about that. Then we got a missionary story to talk about. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
By a vote of 85-13 on June 14th, the Senate approved a National Defense Authorization Act that, for the first time, requires 18-year-old females to register for the draft. Among Republicans who voted against the measure were libertarian-leaning Rand Paul of Kentucky and Ted Cruz of Texas. It is a radical change that is being foisted on the American people, protested Cruz. The idea that we should forcibly conscript young girls into combat, to my mind, makes little or no sense. It is, at a minimum, a radical proposition. Arizona Senator John McCain, Senate Armed Services Committee chairman, prevented a vote on an amendment by Mike Lee of Utah that would have stripped the female draft provision from the funding bill. Every uniformed leader of the United States military seemed to have a different opinion from the senator from Texas, whose military background is not extensive, declared McCain in a gratuitous swipe at Cruz. McCain pointed to what he called a large bipartisan majority that believes there is simply no further justification to limit Selective Service registration to men. Incipient Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has expressed approval of the measure compelling young women to register for the draft. In other news, from 2011 to 2014, the State Department endured a series of cyber attacks carried out by hackers linked to Russia. One breach in 2014 was so extensive that the State Department's email system had to be disconnected from the Internet in order to allow IT experts to eradicate the infestation. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Sam, Kurt, Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. So the point of Anthony Cartolucci's article is that, you know what, whenever we find out the FBI's working with somebody, and then something goes wrong with a crime, you often find out that the informants played the role of agent provocateur. They help put the building blocks together. They create associations. They do things that further along the crime, Sheriff. And this guy was working heavily with the FBI on multiple occasions. Even the FBI blatantly admits we introduced informants to him. We did this. We did that. At what point did they actually fuel as opposed to stop the event, sir?
Well, I think if you look at the thug piece of human excrement that did the shooting, how they're dealing with his wife has been, I thought, very startling, because they say first they announce that she's totally cooperating, which now that makes her a target to be killed and in a very horrible manner by other ISIS members, and they announce that publicly and put her picture all over. And then the next thing, there's a big story that she's going to be charged. Then it's, no, she's not going to be charged. So the FBI is obviously working with her. Somebody's trying to get her to turn. And I think that adds credence to I didn't remember his name, Carcinulli or whoever you said wrote
it's
that article.
Anthony Cartolucci.
Cartolucci.
Yep.
That adds credence to
his points.
Their article. Or his article. But what the FBI has done as far as using informants and how they tried to manipulate Randy Weaver, and when he refused to be a snitch for them, then they really went after him and they set him up. And this is another thing that a recent article about the CSPOA by the Southern Poverty Law Center, this is another lie they told. I mean, you already know them well enough to know that they lie for a living and that they're propaganda specialists also. But this is a key point here. They actually talk about my involvement with Randy Weaver, and they said that he was a racist and that he was involved in this horrible thing there. They didn't say how the FBI actually paid $3.2 million to Randy Weaver and his three daughters for killing Vicki Weaver. And they said, we'll pay you this money so that you won't sue us. They settled out of court, and after killing his son and his wife, who had never fired a shot and never done anything to hurt anybody, Vicki Weaver, they don't mention any of that, which is the end. It is the highlight of this entire case. The FBI snipers kill Vicki Weaver while she's holding a baby in front of her daughters, blowing half of her head off with a high-powered rifle. And the whole thing then is still propagandized that it's okay that all that happened because Randy Weaver was a racist. And so this whole scenario...
But there's not even evidence that he was a racist either.
No, there really isn't. No. And so I've even challenged them that on that. And I even talked to one of their reporters, and they said, well, there's a photo of Randy standing next to Sam Weaver while he was dressed in a Nazi uniform. And I said, I've been around this whole thing and even investigated and wrote a book about it with Randy, and I've never seen that photo. I said, would you please send it to me? Guess what they've never sent to me? That photo. And so the lies and the distortion, and really, does Randy Weaver have a right to be a racist? If he wants to, he can.
Of course, I wouldn't agree with it, but he has that right, sure.
I don't agree with it, and I'm not a racist of any kind, and I detest those who are. And if he was, and so now that you're saying that the government, SPLC is saying that the government has the right to go kill all racists, and shoot a racist wife while holding a baby, and shoot and kill their 10-year-old son. Yeah, that's really the SPLC message, but people don't pick up on that either. And they really play to the 40% of the liberals in this country who will believe anything, and so much so that they actually donate to these people. And I find it astonishing that anybody gives them any credibility whatsoever, and me even talking about them does, but... The whole propaganda scheme needs to be exposed, and people need to look at it. And I think it's absolutely astonishing and an indictment against the American people, the way the propaganda is so effective and so taken in by the ignorant masses.
Man. Well, that's because he who owns the media makes the rules, my friend.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I'm afraid so.
Yeah, it's a
and
tragic
Donald
scenario.
Trump assailing the media has really tickled me. That's just another one. And he says, that I really like that about Trump, and I'm telling you, some things he says really endears me to him, and this was one of them. The media, he said, are dishonest. It's not that they just, they made a little mistake and they didn't cover this right. He says, they are blatantly dishonest and distorting. Finally, somebody telling the truth about the media beside you.
Right. Well, there is an interesting tidbit. It's a good news piece that we want you to respond to, Sheriff. We brought it up yesterday, but it's worth mentioning again. The judge in the Ammon Bundy case dismissed the most egregious charge against them. Kurt has the tales.
Well, that's right, Sheriff, and you might be already up on this, but, Sam found this story. It was first available to us on LibertyNewsDaily.com, and the Judge Anna J. Brown has now dismissed the most serious charge that was lodged against the 26 people that took part in last winter's protest occupation at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. I guess the defendants had been accused of using and carrying a firearm in relation to a crime of violence, specifically the supposed intimidation of federal employees. I guess in its motion to dismiss the charge, the defense argued that the prosecution's application of the federal statute to the protest was unconstitutionally vague and could be used to criminalize other forms of indisputably peaceful protest in which demonstrators were lawfully carrying firearms. And Judge Anna J. Brown agreed that the charge was void for vagueness and granted the motion to dismiss.
Wow, way to go, Judge Anna. Wow. No, I did not hear about that, so I'm really glad you brought that up.
Well, Liberty News Daily, my friend.
Yeah, it was probably probably you just missed Hannity and Beck and Rush talking about it. I mean, you know, it'll be on their radar pretty soon.
I don't listen to Beck, but yeah, I did not see that on Fox. I watch Fox every day. Every day.
Yeah, they don't have time for that.
I'll also turn, well, it's usually at night before I go to bed, but I also watch, I'll turn to CNN a little bit and see, again, what they're saying. And, you know, I like to see what the propaganda schemes are, and I want to know what's going on out there. So, yeah, I watch, and in fact, I recommend that everybody watch some of the mainstream news. Don't watch it very much, but get a glimpse of it. And on the radio, I also listen to news radio, and if I'm traveling, like I'm going to be this morning with my wife, we're going down to her to be with her father for Father's Day. I will be listening to the news, and every now and again I pick up Rush, whoever's on at the time. So yeah, I do. I recommend that most people do, but I also recommend that they listen to Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Watch and the mainstream out there, and of course Joyce Riley and a lot of the Genesis shows. Absolutely.
All right, there you have it. Also, there's a missionary in the news, which is kind of interesting, and at first glance it's not related, but when you kind of think about it, it is, Kurt.
Well, that's right. This this piece, Sheriff, talks about this missionary in Korea, and the guy's name is what's his name? I went away from the story, but
is it a Mormon?
Last name is BAE. No, the guy's there because some other guy is being held prisoner for quite some time, and he basically has to deal with these. The guy's name is Kenneth Bae, BAE, and he says in the Liberty News Daily piece that he was surrounded by 30 guards during each day's 8-hour shift. He's an American missionary sentenced to 2 years of hard labor in a North Korean prison camp. He said, they say, although he was in prison for trying to undermine the communist state through religion, as a prisoner, he continued to be subversive, influenced by telling his captors about conditions in the United States. The guards were astounded to learn that, contrary to state propaganda, America's population doesn't consist of 99% in unremitting poverty and 1% enjoying unfathomable wealth. He told them that most people own a house and a car, and they were shocked to find out.
Quick pause, more in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org in seconds. If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
What are the things that need to be done by somebody in leadership with Barack on his gun control tear? Somebody needs to stand up against that. Maybe the CSPOA needs a press release. The 400 sheriffs that stood against gun control before need to stand up again. Anything happening on that front, Sheriff?
Yeah, actually, Rick Dalton has just put out, finished an article that we're still going over on that very issue. So,
all right, I think that's critical. I think what really is needed is leadership on the other side. If you can get the gun owners and the CSPOA and maybe the NRA and, you know, Ted Nugent and the right kind of people kind of aboard for a united front on this thing, we might be able to really educate to what the real answers are. More guns, less crime.
Yes, absolutely. And I haven't talked to Larry Pratt yet about it. But we have talked to some other people, and we actually had a meeting last night. And Rick went to one meeting for me for some sheriff candidates that we're trying to get very involved with out here in Arizona and, of course, all across the country. We're very involved with the candidates, and we are trying to coalesce with this issue and create a message that will counter what the federal government and the Barack Obama administration is doing to destroy our Constitution and our Second Amendment, and all the Constitution. He, you know, he doesn't support any of the Constitution. And, you know, I have compared the Obamacare, ACA, the Affordable Care Act law, I've compared that to the Declaratory Act from Great Britain, from King George III and the British Parliament back in 1765. The Declaratory Act being from the British Parliament telling the colonists, yes, we can regulate you and we can mandate you in all cases whatsoever. And then Thomas Paine said, if that's not slavery, then there is not such a thing as slavery upon earth. And the same thing applies here, because the Declaratory Act is almost exactly in intent what Obamacare is. And I said this and you said this. If they can write a 2,700-page law that basically tells us how we must do everything and now even how we use bathrooms in this country, the bathroom thing is just a result of exactly what I'm talking about, and that is this. The federal government, Barack Obama, have told the American people through Obamacare, the ACA, have told us we can do anything to you and we can regulate you however we want. So, of course, they're going to mandate bathrooms. Of course, they're going to destroy the right to keep and bear arms. He's already told us they can do whatever they want to us, just like King George III and British Parliament did when they made the Declaratory Act. So I believe that this goes much deeper than just gun control, and it obviously does, and I know you know that. But we've got to come up with a plan that counters all of that. And these sheriffs and these governors in the 50 states have got to wake up, and they've got to take charge of this issue.
And I think they can if they know the people are behind them. I think it's that's one of the biggest keys of anything we can discuss, Sheriff, is that, you know what? I think there's a lot of people willing to stand up if they feel like they're not going to be hung out the dry and politically barbecued and shut down or arrested for terrorist charges or who knows what. We need enough of the people to stand up and say, wait a minute, you know what? this matters.
Yes. Well, I agree with you, and of course you already knew that, but this is such a key time, a pivotal time in American history, that if we don't get the people to wake up in this country very soon, then the window is closing for an opportunity for us to still do this peacefully and effectively. And so that's what's got me worried and concerned, that the plain and simply the American people have got to wake up. And you are absolutely correct. We cannot do this, Sam. CSPOA will not be effective. We will not win if we, the people, are not part of the process.
And see, the CSPOA provides the leadership, the organization, the apparatus, if you will,
yes,
to accomplish these tasks. But it all needs to be driven by the people. They got to put their money where their mouth is. They also got to get involved, take action, support their sheriffs.
Yes.
There's a lot that needs to happen here, folks. All right. What do you think about this missionary, Kurt? Do you think that relates to this story at all?
Well, you know, the guy was basically just standing for truth, and he was standing for, God and his situation. Even though he had 30 of these armed guards around him, he kept with the, I guess you could say, the plan. One of his main goals was to free another missionary. So, the bottom line is, hey,
if we were tough around God's... the world, he might actually have success, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
All right. I know this is kind of a weird story, but Kurt wants to insert this right now.
Now, well,
gentlemen,
you
need
Sam,
to do the math
you,
on this, Kurt. This is a mathematical equation.
Well, we talk about a lot of very important stories, and yet there's news out now that there's less people reading newspapers than going to internet sites to get their news, and this is an example story of why most people just kind of get tired of the standard media kind of deals. They've got a story on KSL that the headline reads, "Doing the math, does peeing in the shower save water?" Now,
see,
we
only got so much ink, ladies and gentlemen. We got to use it on important
stuff. There's no space to talk about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. No room for restoring honest money. No room about the IRS problems, etc. But, man, you can do that. And I guess they've actually done some research on this, Sheriff Mack. And I know you'll be interested to know that would save some money. I guess Loyola University in Chicago did a study on this. And, bottom line is, boy, I mean, if you're wanting to really come to the aid of America, there's
you're
a way.
You're not alone. Let me say it one more time. You're not alone. Well, what do you think of that, Sheriff?
I thought Elvis Presley just got on the phone call there for a minute.
No doubt about that, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I just find it fascinating that they really write about this stuff, Sheriff. They really spend our tax dollars on this stuff. While you and I are trying to fix the country, these guys are doing research studies with our tax dollars. If you peed in the shower, let's mathematically find out if you're saving water.
Yeah.
Well, these people are crazy. And then they run around and hang out with all these terrorists, and then they go berserk, and they're like, man, them people slip through the cracks.
Well,
it's crazy.
I'll be the first to admit that Barack Obama and the other politicians in Washington, D.C. are experts on bathrooms, toilets, and sewage.
All right.
We probably should listen to them a little bit when they tell us how to run our bathrooms, because they are experts in that kind of crap.
Heard that. All right, now we got to go to Disney. Kurt wants to talk about Disney now.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, and your grandchildren are probably going to want to go to this movie. It's called Finding Dory, coming towards you, I guess you could say. But they, it's kind of a remake of Finding Nemo. But now in the new Dory one, you've got a trans sting, what they call. So somebody basically that's, it's a stingray that's becoming Sting Rhonda. Going from stingray to Sting Rhonda. So that's how they insert the whole trans thing into a movie. Anyway, here it comes again.
That's probably one of my grandkids will have to miss.
Yeah, good
point.
Amen
to that. Where are you going next, Sheriff?
Well, after spending the weekend in Graham County today and tomorrow. We're going to Missouri next week, and we're helping ranchers and farmers at a rally there and a meeting there, and then working with some sheriff candidates there. So, and then I'll be doing the 4th of July in Utah after that.
Fantastic. Do you know exactly when you're going to end up in Utah here? I leave for the 4th, but...
Right about the 2nd, Thomas Butler and I are going to be meeting with Sheriff Tracy.
Okay. Fantastic.
By the way, Sam's birthday is the 4th, so, you know, you'll want to be celebrating
that. Well, so is my little Liberty.
Yeah, everybody's celebrating, right. You know.
Good point.
Everybody's celebrating for our birthdays, as they should. I just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks, guys. I got to run.
All right, travel safe, my friend, CSPOA.org. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right, the good sheriff doing a great job. Kurt, you got a wrap-up piece? I was going to talk about getting all tied up, but I think we've had enough for today.
That's right.
I don't even know that I can handle that story today. It's just whacked out as all get out. I'm telling you right now, again, we're pursuing everything but the solutions in America as a whole.
Yeah.
Okay, instead of turning to God, we're turning to psychotic ideas.
Now, Sam, though, maybe
wrap-ups
piece. You know, I don't know. You know, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, gear up for a good God family country weekend.
Get out there to
the farmers markets. You know, get your, get together with good folks and enjoy a little freedom on the weekends at least.
You know? Absolutely.
Those bureaucrats are typically busy, on the weekends.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, usually they don't pass too many laws on the weekends, too. That's at least one of the better parts of the weekend.
Another big, big plus. There
what would that go. Be? TGI, no laws? What would that be? TGIKL?
Yeah, good point.
All right, there you have it. No new law. We can roll back to the Ten Commandments, ladies and gentlemen, and self-govern. And if we're good, honest, moral people, that would suffice. Amazing, huh? All right, have a delightful weekend, Sam and Kurt. The websites you need to pay attention to, ladies and gentlemen, are libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com, thepowermall.com, givemelibertyfund.com, to name a few. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, available 24/7 at libertynewsdaily.com and available next Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern, for Liberty Roundtable Live. Thanks for being along for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. We the people can restore the republic. This nation shall endure.